MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
A turbulent chapter has opened in South Africa's tourism sector. Now, just to give you the background, the South African Tourism Board has been dissolved, as you know, by Patricia de Lille's office, and the Pretoria High Court has struck off the board's urgent bid to overturn that move. Amid allegations of procedural impropriety, suspended governance, and looming governance vacuums. Meanwhile, the industry, I would contend, faces real-world consequences now for travel, investment, and jobs. And I want to discuss that with Opa Pelani, who is chairman of the Southern African Tourism Services Association. Let's discuss what's really happening and perhaps more importantly, where things go from here. So, Mr. Pelani, a very warm welcome to you. The court ruling ended the former SAT board's urgent bid against the minister. What key governance problems, in your view, in the first place, and just a brief answer, caused the showdown?
Look, I think more than anything else, it was internal issues in the SAT board and the organization as a whole. And that included, amongst other things, the report from the Auditor General's office, which flagged a material irregularity that involved the CEO when she was still CFO there, where there was a 4.1 million rand prepayment that was done. And the Auditor General flagged it as an irregularity and that the board needed to take certain steps to deal with that matter and address it. And we did a forensic investigation that also confirmed the Auditor General's concern. And I think what then became a challenge is the lack of response from the minister when several letters were written to her regarding the issue that the board had proposed that the CEO be suspended and that this issue be dealt with. So by the time the minister dissolved the board, we had still not received a response when actually correspondence between the board and the minister started at the end of May. And by August, there was still no response. And the board had to then suspend the CEO after the CEO then started to also unilaterally suspend staff. And some of the staff that was reporting to the board, like the company secretary, without the approval of or the even discussing with the board. So that caused the challenges in there.
So, Mr. Pelani, what do you think then are the biggest short-term risks to the tourism sector from what is obviously a governance mess?
Look, I think more important thing is that SAT is critical for marketing South Africa. We have a target of 15 million visitors by 2030. And you need a well-functioning SAT if we are to be able to attain those goals. And without that, and we've seen the inefficiencies there when you ask the sector, I mean, if you look at major events like the Tourism Travel Indaba and Meetings Africa, leading to them, the organization was a mess because of the inefficiencies and the lack of leadership in the organization. So we needed to sort those things out because they have an impact on us reaching that 15 million target that was set by both cabinet and the private sector in achieving those numbers.
Have we reached the point where this crisis is now actively threatening investor and market confidence in the sector?
I think, look, what we do not want to see in the country is us tussling around governance issues, because that on its own discourages investment confidence. We need a seamless tourism institutional arrangement in the country. So you do not want, especially political overreach, you know, you want the ministers, the politicians, to allow boards to function without interruption, you know, and they shouldn't in any way interfere with the functioning of the boards. And that's basically the challenges that we find in South Africa, because that has a serious impact on investor confidence.
Does the South African or Southern African Tourism Services Association still have confidence in the minister?
Look, we have raised our concerns as a South African tourism. And we are saying that the minister has acted irrationally on this issue. We've issued our statements. And I think where we stand now, we really do not think that the minister is the right person to steer us towards what we want to achieve as the sector, largely because of her irrational decision on this matter. And you can see that there are certain interests that are involved, because she basically has, I don't know what relationship that she has with the CEO. And we're saying that there shouldn't be relationships that undermine governance.
So you would support her dismissal?
No, definitely. We will definitely support her removal from that position, because we do not want ministers that interfere with issues of governance, especially when they involve financial mismanagement.
The call has now gone out for nominations for the next SAT board members. And what I'm hearing you say is it's critical that trust is rebuilt and rebuilt quickly. Do you trust the process going forward to get that equation right?
We do not trust the process, especially if the minister is not going to consult with the private sector, because now she is likely to include people that will sing to her tune. And we're saying that this process needs to be transparent, and whoever is being appointed in that position should definitely have the knowledge, the know-how, and have the expertise of tourism in this country, because we've seen previously where people were appointed in boards with no clue on how tourism functions, and that has led us to where South Africa is. And this board that the minister dissolved had amazing people, very qualified people that knew exactly where the sector should be taken. But because the minister did not get her way, she felt that they are standing on her way and dissolved the board. So therefore, we got to be able to make sure that whoever she appoints are people that has a good standing in the tourism sector and know exactly what the tourism sector is about.
And what are you telling your members and international partners right now about this country's reliability as a tourism destination?
Look, as the sector, we are not experiencing these challenges for the first time. And we are running a tourism sector that is resilient to many of the challenges that we have faced before. And what we are telling the world is that the private sector is more organized than any other sector in this country. And as a result, it is the private sector that they can rely on to deliver amazing experiences of South Africa. So they do not need to worry much. But however, it is important that there should be a seamless relationship between the public sector and the private sector. But we still believe that the private sector does the heavy lifting, and it will continue doing the heavy lifting to ensure that our tourists that come into this country have amazing, amazing and unforgettable experiences.
Opa Pilani, thank you very much indeed. Chairperson of the Southern African Tourism Services Association.